Hi there, it's Marianne here, and today we're talking about how to meet people without feeling sleazy. Specifically, how do we meet people in person, in the real world, as opposed to just online? Well, first up, I just want to really reassure you, if you are feeling like you maybe don't have contacts, you don't have connections in the worlds you want to move in, you're not alone. There are plenty of free rangers, me included, who when we started out, we didn't have a whole bunch of friends or colleagues or contacts in the world we wanted to move into. And what I'm going to talk about here and what I talked about in the book are ways in which you can grow those connections, both to help you as you grow what you do, but also to give you that support, that sense of you're not doing this alone, and actually some very meaningful friendships that can come out of all of this, which is a really unexpected outcome for a lot of people. So first up, here's what you don't have to do. The idea of going into some situation that is, you know, where you're officially networking and handing out loads of business cards and just hoping you can get something from those people, that isn't something that you have to focus on anymore, unless that's really your thing. See, while I love a well-designed business card, the truth is I actually rarely carry cards with me anymore. For the last few years, I have consciously not had any cards because I realized a few years ago that the people who I most wanted to connect with, the things that actually happened, were the times you actually took out your phones and you swapped your social media details or you swapped your emails or you took their number there and then, right? Like they're the people who you actually develop the relationships with. And just sort of mindlessly handing out cards is a really quick way to forget people or to have a less human connection. That has been my experience. Some people that works really well for. But the truth is that even when going into a place where, you know, networking is likely to happen, even when I did have cards, I would purposely take only a small number of them. Because it really gets you thinking. Then if someone really prefers a card, you can do it that way. But if you really want to keep in touch with someone, you know, take out your phone, exchange details like you would in a social situation normally. Why? Because it keeps things real. Everyone I know who has made a solid fast start connection, even like with the biggest names out there, they made that connection out of genuine interest, not because they were, you know, desperately grabbing for their business or grabbing for a promotion. And people can sniff that out. So this is the way to meet people, whether, you know, in a networking setting or not, forming a real relationship with humans. And it's down to those little touches, because otherwise you end up with a big pile of, you know, names and should do's, and you kind of email or message them lukewarmly because you kind of forgot who they were. And that isn't good for anyone. So, by the way, good news is that you can build things up via these more human channels. So if you don't like stepping into your big networking room and waving business cards around, if that's not your thing, you don't have to do that. So here's some ways to make things happen. A simple way is through people you already know. So even if you don't know anyone at all in your space, then start to reach out to people who you do already know, people who you already do have some sort of a contact with. So it might be that you tell your friends what you're starting to do and you have no idea who they know. So don't overlook that potential connection point. There are some people who find that the people around them who they were convinced had no knowledge of anyone in their field, you have no idea who they've met in their life. And they'll find that they'll get an intro to someone. That might not be the connection that changes their life, but that person might open the door and say, hey, there's this group you should be in that you didn't even know was there. So these are the reasons that when we're not looking for a huge win from the first person we meet or that we're connected with, we're looking for the doors to open to see how wide this new world is and to see where to take those first steps. So don't forget the idea of reaching out to people you already know and telling them what you're doing where appropriate and seeing if they do know anyone and seeing what that person can do. They might not be a great contact for you, but they might be someone who says, you know, here's a place you should be looking first off to meet other people. Now, if you don't know anyone in your new field at all and your friends don't know anyone, then start to reach out to people who are at kind of at your level in what you're doing right now. So people who are maybe starting out as well and who you're seeing on social media, you reach out to them via message or via email, whatever their preferred method is, and then look at if you can meet them in person. And I know that we are spread out all around the world and connections across the world are just as valuable, but there's something very special to meeting people in person, because that's when the human side comes out. That's when you go beyond the brand and you can form connections that might just reap rewards beyond what you think are thinking of right now. So many times I have heard of people doing this, you know, looking at people who are kind of at the same level in what they're doing right now, going and meeting them, and maybe a couple of people you meet, you don't fully click with, it doesn't really feel right, but then you meet that other person and there's a meeting of minds, there's a like, there's a recognition. And those are the connections where you can start working through things together, where you can start brainstorming together, where you can start maybe sharing opportunities that you may not have ever thought of or come across without the other one. And these are the connections when you see people who are really tight today, people who are maybe really big in what they're doing, and you're like, how? It feels like it's such a closed shop. Often that shop started exactly where you are now. It started by that person meeting someone else who was just starting out, and they formed a meaningful friendship that grew together down the line. Again and again, we see that. So if that's where you want to be, start doing that for yourself now. Start doing those reach outs, not because you immediately want something from them, but because you are curious and want to find out what's going on for them, because that's where ideas come up. And that's where we can start the things that will really grow into something bigger down the line. So instead of worrying about being out of the loop, create your own loop. Now, the next stage, of course, is meeting those people who might be a bit harder to reach, but that you would love to connect with for fast starts. So even if you're not ready to make a contact with them, then start doing it virtually. So maybe message them or email them, whatever you prefer, to let them know that you actually appreciate what they do. Number one. Have they influenced you? That's actually kind of a cool thing to hear, right? That someone's had an influence on you, or that you really respect their work, whatever it might be, mention it, okay? If you're sending people their way already, for example, if you've already told friends or potential clients, whatever it might be, you should check them out. Mention that to them. That's a nice thing to know, and that it often puts you on someone's radar. Oh, that's really cool. They've been sending people my way. That means something, okay? So support their work, you know, spread it on social media, offer helpful comments on their website. If you like it, don't keep it to yourself. This is ways to get on people's radar. Be nice and show that you mean it. And most of all, think from that person's perspective. They don't owe you anything. So think of what would be nice for them that you'd like to do anyway. It could just be making that mention, sending that message, whatever it is. Okay? So don't bank on one person would be my huge piece of advice right now. I have seen this happen before, and I remember, you know, been talking to people who said, yeah, well, there's this one person I really, really think they're like the one contact. If they could just get to know me, this is how I'd take off. And of course the person doesn't reply, probably because there's a whiff of desperation within it or whatever it is, and that the other person's heartbroken. And whenever I hear it, I think this is like going on, I know, a dating app and pursuing that one person until they get freaked out and never looking at anyone else. You don't know them personally. You don't know what's going on in their life. So don't get offended if that one person doesn't reply. Spread yourself around. Go and meet other people. Go and follow up over time. You never know what's going on in someone's life, and there's no harm in starting in this way. So, of course, when you're ready, if you can find a chance or create a chance to meet someone in person, do it. Even if that is meeting them casually at an event. Having that eye contact is worth so much in our digital world. Having that face-to-face connection is worth a lot. You know, one way that I met really fascinating people when I starting out was by offering to interview them for the blog that I had back then. And that simple idea opened up more doors than the blanket request to meet them just because I wanted to meet them, and led to more interesting conversations and relationships. This was we're in a time when blogging was bigger than podcasting, and now podcasting is a bigger thing. So that's another way to meet people and start those connections. And however you do it, you don't have to start a podcast, but however you do it, just think from their perspective. So someone who is hard to reach in their own city or their own town might be surprisingly willing to be taken out or meet up with someone when in an unfamiliar place. So follow them, look at where they are, look at what's going on. When approaching them, consider what they may like to do and offer that. I have known people who've made great connections through that very thoughtful approach. Okay. And these are just ideas. They are not the be all and end all. But you will be surprised how many people show up or say yes or are positive when approached as humans rather than as potential contact. Now, if you're really serious about reaching a certain type of hard-to-reach person, here is a more advanced option, which is pay up. So with all the money that you're saving from the techniques in this book, pay to go to their event. If they're running an event, join that course. And provided that you choose these things very carefully, then you can get huge rewards in meeting people you would otherwise never meet. So if you wonder where other free rangers are hanging out, The answer is often at that same event or on that same course or in that same group that you were considering joining or taking, right? And the bonus of this approach is that A, you learn something, and B, you have common ground just because you're in the same track and have made the same decisions to be in that room. So a final little heads up here. When asking to meet people, make sure that you're not unintentionally or unconsciously looking to gain free advice from someone who normally charges for that advice. That comes off as beyond sleazy. It's not cool and they will sniff it out. So with that, treat others how you'd like to be treated. Think creatively, think in a human way, and you will make more rewarding connections and friendships than most people imagine.